10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. top commanders and generals have been called for a meeting next week by Secretary Pete Hegseth. ABC News learning that the invitation went out to leaders and generals with one star or higher, and that it will take place on Tuesday at the Marine Base in Quantico, Virginia. ABC's Louis Martinez says it's rare to convene high-level commanders all in one place.
It's so big that I think there might be some concerns about having so many military officers in one location. Now, it's unclear whether this event is going to be open to the public or not, or more specifically to the press. But one of the things that you are going to have is essentially a lot of security, given that there are so many military personnel of senior rank who are going to be gathering there.
The New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner office today confirmed Shane Tamura, who drove cross-country from Las Vegas and opened fire at the New York headquarters of the NFL, killing four, had CTE. This is ABC News.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. On Tuesday, the agency reported that flu activity was minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is growing. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to prevent further spread. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid transporting firewood across the state to help prevent the spread of invasive species. Moving untreated firewood from one area of the state to another is one of the most common ways that invasive species like the emerald ash borer and spongy moth spread. The Don't Move Firewood campaign is encouraging residents to buy local and burn local, urging them to purchase firewood from the area they're planning to camp in and leaving any of their unused firewood behind. A suspect has been arrested in connection to a drive-by shooting in the village of Minong on Tuesday. According to the Washburn County Sheriff's Office, the shooting occurred at around 9:30 on Tuesday night. Authorities say a 29-year-old man allegedly drove up to a home, became involved in an altercation, and fired shots as he drove away from the area. When officers located the suspect's vehicle, a special response team was deployed and less than lethal measures were used to draw him out of the house before taking him to the Washburn County Jail. A Rice Lake organization is seeking to expand the availability of its laundry assistance service. Community Connections to Prosperity's Loads of Love program seeks to help individuals and families facing financial hardships cover the cost of doing their laundry through monthly events. The program is offered at Clothes Spin Laundry in Rice Lake on the first Friday of each month from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and the third Monday of each month from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The organization is seeking additional volunteers and organizations to host future laundry events. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies this afternoon, a nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, increasing clouds, a tad on the breezy side, low temperatures in the low to mid 50s. On Saturday, increasing sunshine, highs again in the lower 70s, still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins me with new music and fun conversation. And we'll have a special guest fast review of the new film, One Battle After Another.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, was thrown into jail. Well, actually, he has 1 month to get his affairs in order, and then he goes to jail for 5 years. And by the way, if he appeals, he doesn't get to stay out of jail during the appeal under French law, you know, the Napoleonic Code or whatever. So this plot involves $50 million in laundered cash from Colonel Gaddafi, Libya's former dictator. Apparently, Gaddafi was helping Sarkozy get himself elected. I mean, it was like campaign cash. Well, Trump has taken hundreds of millions of dollars from dicey, questionable people, not to mention hundreds of millions of dollars in support, non-cash support from Russia, you know, through social media hits and that sort of thing. It was a three-month trial. It ended in April. There were 11 other defendants, by the way. His ex-chief of staff, Claude Dunant, now 80, was found guilty of passive bribery, forgery, and influence peddling. This is serious stuff. This is what democracies do. They hold people accountable. Down in Brazil, you got Bolsonaro looking at jail time. In the Philippines, Duterte, who ordered the execution of people that he thought were drug dealers, even without a trial, which, by the way, is something Donald Trump just did to three different boatloads of Venezuelans, killing them without even an investigation, without stopping them, without looking for drugs, nothing, just killing people. That's what Duterte did, and they have arrested him and taken him to The Hague. He's in the Netherlands right now in a jail cell waiting for his trial. For, you know, crimes against humanity and for murder. Incredible stuff. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has announced yesterday on his Nazi-infested failing social media site that starting October 1st, the United States will impose a 100% tariff on any branded or patented pharmaceutical product. So get ready. The cost of your drugs is going to explode. 14% of our drugs come from Ireland, 14% come from Switzerland, 13.4% from Germany, 10.6% come from India. A lot of our drugs are not made in the United States. And Mr. Tariff. Now, as you know, I have long said that we should have tariffs to encourage the manufacture of products here in the United States. The problem is that there's a reason why when they wrote the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, they said that Congress shall have the power to impose tariffs. They called them imposts and taxes at that, you know, back in 1787. But that Congress shall have that power, not the president. There's no reference in Article 2, the president part of the Constitution, about tariffs at all. Donald Trump is doing something that is blatantly illegal. And the reason why the founders said this should not be in the hands of the president, it should be in the hands of Congress. Just think about this for a minute. If you are Eli Lilly and you've got a big factory in Ireland and you're selling your products into the United States, and Trump says it's going to be 100% tariff on your products, well, they're looking at that going, yeah, for the next 3 years. And then that tariff's going to go away. because nobody is, you know, no president is that stupid. On the other hand, if Congress passed a law saying, now this is a law, not just a proclamation, saying that, you know, we're going to put a tariff on imported drugs. It's going to kick into effect in 4 years or 3 years, the amount of time it would take to build and get into production a factory here in the United States. And that tariff will be, you know, 30, 40, 50, even 100%, whatever. But you do it in a reasonable way so that, you know, and at that point, the people who run Eli Lilly will look at that and go, hey, Congress is really serious. This law is, you know, is this going to last beyond this presidential administration? This isn't just some wackadoodle wannabe dictator just, you know, throwing tariffs around to try to get people to come kiss his butt, which, by the way, he's been successful in doing. The whole England thing, the whole, you know, come to the British royal, you know. By the way, did you see that? This is over on Drudge. There's a link to the article. It's one of the British tabloids that Buckingham Palace was just horrified when Trump left. Apparently, he trashed the suite. The bedding was all covered with orange makeup. There was hairspray crap all over the floor and on the walls or the mirrors or something. anyhow, back to my rant. So at that point, the people at Eli Lilly would say, you know, if we build a factory in the United States, it would cost us $1 billion. But if we don't have to pay a tariff over the next decade, that'll make us $1 billion. And so, hey, let's build a factory. I mean, they just do the math. They do it, you know, in a common sense fashion. And this is why the law says, the Constitution says, that the president can't impose tariffs, only Congress can. Because you want to use tariffs to bring manufacturing back to the United States. But not the way that this crazy guy is doing it. This is destructive. This harms our credibility. It causes inflation. It's making the rest of the world laugh at us. It's being largely ignored by most businesses. They're eating the tariffs over the short term, or they're jacking up prices, which is how it's causing inflation. Tariffs are taxes paid by Americans. At least American tariffs are. Our tariff on Canada is paid for by Americans. Our tariff on drugs from Ireland is paid for by Americans. So just in time for the government shutdown next Wednesday, October 1st, suddenly all your drugs are going to cost 100% more. Not all your drugs. All your drugs that are imported in the United States are going to cost 100% more. Or at least they will to the wholesalers. Probably you're not going to see a 100% increase in the retail price, but it's going to be significant. So just, you know, hold on to your hats. Get ready. It's coming. Picking up your calls here, Mike, in Concrete, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a comment on what Trump said about the black bags falling out of the top of the White House and how it was AI and the windows don't open and on and on.
Yeah, we never did learn what that was, did we?
Yeah, no, we didn't. And
do you think it was Don Jr.'s cocaine?
No, I think it's Doc's, that he's gotten people to come and kiss his pinky ring. That's my take. Why would he lie about those things? And the most logical explanation to me would be he's got dirt on people.
Well, here's another possibility. I mean, it looks like this from the second floor. That's where the residence is. It might have been that Melania, who lives in a separate, completely separate place from Donald, that Melania just went through all her belongings and said, okay, Donald gave me this, Donald gave me that, Donald gave me this, and threw them all in a bag and threw them out the window. I mean, did you see the picture of him wagging his finger at her on the helicopter? It's over on, it's also on Drudge, and it's, I think the Guardian has it. He dressed her down in the military helicopter, and there's video of it, and he's just doing this, you know, in her face. Louise called me up this morning, I'm here at the studio, and she said, have you seen these pictures? If you did that to me, you know, and I'm like, you don't have to finish the sentence. So, it was, you know, it's wild stuff. So maybe it was Melania throwing some stuff out the window.
It could have been anything, but just why would Trump lie about that?
Well, he lies about everything.
Well, I get that, too.
But that's why I think it probably was Melania.
Well, you you got a point.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
I really enjoy your courage you have. I wish I had courage like you.
Well, thank you, Mike. I don't think of myself as courageous. I think of myself as persistent. Here we are. Mike,
well,
thank you for the call.
You tell the truth.
Thank you, sir. It is in 15 seconds. It'll be 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Sean thinks it was Barron tossing his pot out the window. Who knows? I mean, who knows? Reminder, Sunday at noon, I'll be on Ali Velshi, noon Eastern time. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is LEAF, L-E-A-F, LEAF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Swing big at Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, bringing you the Go for the Green and Gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Mention Big G and get $20 off your next round. Hurry, offer ends October 31st.
Step into a world where magic and merriment come alive. Discover fantastical creatures, behold thrilling jousts, and meet your favorite characters of old. From rib-tickling jesters to spellbinding performances, the adventure never ends. Make memories that will last through the ages at the most magical village on earth, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Plan your visit today at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com. Promo code TOM when you check out. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dr. Sandy in Athens, Ohio. Hey, Doc, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm anxiously awaiting my signed copy of The Last President. So,
oh, great.
I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for supporting Free Speech TV.
And I believe it was last week you mentioned something about one of Trump's first edicts was that they would only recognize men and women as being biological sexists.
which is actually not scientific. Anybody who, I mean, look up hermaphrodites.
Yes, exactly. That was my point.
And oh, I'm sorry. Last, I didn't mean to take it away from
anatomy
you.
Class, they told us that, yeah, humans are born with one of five sexual presentations. And sadly, if you are a hermaphrodite here in Ohio, I don't think you could go to, if you're in school, I don't think you could go to either bathroom with the laws that they pass.
So what are, you know, I know about men, women, and hermaphrodites, which are people who are born with both sex organs, but and it's a very small minority, of course. But what are the other two?
Well, there's people who are born with mostly one presentation, but some parts of the other.
So they're mostly male, but they're
mostly male, but have a few female parts, or mostly female and have a few male parts. Huh. But now, since I mean that was 50 years ago. Now, since then, in the Human Genome Project, we found out that it's even more complicated. You know, you can be born male but have a mutation that changes your hormonal output at puberty, and then you develop female secondary sexual characteristics, and
like breasts,
and vice versa.
Yeah.
Huh.
But actually, we are complex creatures, Dr. Sandy.
Yes, absolutely. But actually, what I wanted to talk to you about was one of those few things where RFK Jr. was right. That you know, it seems to me that there is an increase in the number of sexual dysphoria, transgender, et cetera, in this country. And what we found out is that the pesticides that are used in this country are hormone blockers.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just really wonder if how much of this situation is caused by the toxicity of our food supply.
It's a good question, and I think that I know that there's ongoing scientific, you know, inquiry into this question. People are treating it with kid gloves, though, because you don't want to basically tell somebody who's trans that, you know, they're trans because they're suffering from pesticide poisoning or something like that. I mean, it could be interpreted as kind of denying their own, you know, humanity or their own choices or their own whatever. But I understand that.
A little bit about myself. I'm 80 years old. I was born into a Jewish household, you know, 2 months after the war was over. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, human rights and civil rights have always been my main issue. And you know, this inquiry into this has nothing to do with the rights that people should have of
being
themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at it purely from a scientific point of view.
Yeah, I have a friend, Robert. I mean, he doesn't want to be called Bob. He wants to be called Robert, so we call him Robert. Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody wants to be called they instead of him, what difference does it make? He'd do it.
Why should we be offended by that? I totally get it. I totally get it.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks again for everything you do, and I always appreciate being able to get in and talk to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate the call. Pat in LaPorte, Indiana. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I was born in Michigan City, Indiana, which is the home of the Indiana State Prison since 1860.
Whoa.
A lot of history happened there, you know. Mm-hmm. But about a year and a half ago, the state decided to close the prison in, like, 2027. Mm-hmm. And they gave a letter of intent to transfer the property to Michigan City, and the city could develop it in whatever way they chose. So the city has had two or three different, you know, organizational meetings inviting the community in for ideas on what to do with West Side Tech. That was what we called it because it was on the west side of town. And now the state, about 2 weeks ago, decided that they're rescinding that letter.
Are they going to turn it into an ICE prison?
You got it.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
It, you know, it makes me sick.
And they're going to bring I would bet, given that it's Ohio and it's run by corrupt Republicans.
No, this is Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Indiana. Same thing, run by corrupt Republicans, that they will bring in a private for-profit corporation to do it.
Yeah, likely. But, you know, the city had such great plans. I mean, the people came up with such great ideas on how to use that property. You know, which has been an eyesore and just a pain for the city since 1860.
No, I get it. Pat, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thanks for bringing that to our attention. I do appreciate it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. 27 minutes past the bar. The three pillars to good health: great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Todd Albaugh.
From the comments of former head coach of Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, to the Brewers heading into the playoffs, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin sports. We'll discuss it with former Badger and NFL veteran Brady Ewing next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill to limit the release of Mylar balloons was discussed in a state assembly committee on Thursday. The legislation would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons, arguing they are harmful to the environment and their composition can cause short circuits if they fly into power lines. We Energy officials say the balloons were responsible for nearly 14,000 customers losing power this year. If passed into law, the bill would impose a $500 fine for releasing Mylar balloons outdoors, with exceptions for scientific purposes. The Universities of Wisconsin is considering a proposal that would make it significantly easier for students to transfer between schools within the system. A new policy proposal would guarantee that core general education credits can be transferred between all 13 schools in the system. The general education credits cover required classes that are not included in a student's major or minor. If approved, 30 to 36 general education credit hours that were earned at one UW school would count towards the credit graduation requirements at another UW school. Healthy Washco is inviting area residents to its upcoming second annual Mental Health Wellness Walk. Organization officials say the walk is meant to raise awareness and highlight the need for mental health resources in rural communities. The event will be held on October 11th, beginning at 10 a.m. on the Spooner High School track. Registration for the walk is free, but residents can also purchase shirts at the event or online. Those proceeds will cover the cost of the shirts, and any remaining funding will go towards supporting the Oak Youth Center. Ascentia Health officials are inviting Spooner area residents to one of their walk-in flu shot clinics over the next week. The events will be held at the organization's Spooner Clinic on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Residents and kids 6 months and older are invited to attend one of the events to get their annual flu shot before flu season starts to get underway this fall. Residents who cannot attend one of the events can also schedule a flu shot appointment at their local Ascentia pharmacy. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Catch farm report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies this afternoon, a nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, increasing clouds, a tad on the breezy side, low temperatures in the low to mid 50s. On Saturday, increasing sunshine, highs again in the lower 70s, still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is LEAF, L-E-A-F, LEAF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing it up with the Go for the Green and Gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round now through October 31st.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find...
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10-plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or their exercise. Just Field of Greens. I get more energy when I drink Field of Greens. I think it's great stuff. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. For me. Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, I understand you're at an ICE protest?
Yes, well, Well, I don't know what you want to call this, a brand new group starting today, although we do have one regularly every Friday in the morning. It's supposed to be Broadview Processing Center. It ain't processing center. It's a detention center. They're going in. They're not coming back out. Mm. So when I arrived today, you know, they put up this illegal fence that the fire department told them you have to take it down because you didn't ask for a permit. But, of course, it's still here. So what's happening is, well, when I came a couple hours ago, I came down the street, two guys on the corner of the roof of the brick building, one-story brick building, with rifles, were shooting pepper balls, and nobody was doing anything. They were just standing here, and they're just shooting randomly. Then the other thing they do is, when they're going to bring a vehicle through that illegal fence, and the guys, ICE guys, are all in a big pack right there, they start shooting from the roof so that we will run and disperse. Wow. And I'm telling you, the little bit of wind, I can't believe how strong the pepper spray is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have a whole tent set up. Oh, brother. But I just wanted to call and let you know that. And then I called 911. I'm on a public street right here. Mm-hmm. And so I have a right to be standing on my public street. So they came. So I'm just going to tell everybody, keep calling 911.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Adele, thank you. Thanks for the report from Chicago. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I've got some good news for you, Tom.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, yesterday somebody called up and said, the Wagner Act of 1935, the National Labor Relations Act, he asked, why don't we do that for tenants and make it legal for tenants to form unions?
Right, in rental properties, yeah.
Just want to let you know that has happened in Berkeley, California.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Wow.
Last November... we had an initiative on the election, and the initiative did exactly that. It said, let's have a Berkeley tenants union. And I don't know how many buildings they've organized. I know of one. You know, I'm 82, and I don't get out that much anymore, but this I do know. If you Google Berkeley Tenants Union, you'll get a lot of responses, and they have an email, and they have a phone, and I would like to suggest that people from all over the country call them up and ask them about how they did it so you can do it in your cities.
Cool. Lawrence, thank you. Thank you for that. That was a public service announcement extraordinaire. Thanks a lot. Sonia in Rockport, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's on your mind today? Sonia, you are on the air.
Oh, hey. Hi. I've been overwhelmed. I've been on hold long enough with you guys to hear like a gazillion things that I have opinions on.
Well, pick one.
I was calling because hearing about the person who talked about polio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My mom had polio. She contracted polio at 18 months, and so her whole life was involved with having one leg shorter than the other.
Hmm.
All kinds of, surgeries and all that.
Yeah.
My parents actually met at a coffee shop where she was sitting with a cast on her leg.
Huh.
And my dad said, you have a broken leg? And she said, well, no, not exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I have a great granddaughter. I have two great grandchildren, one male, one female, and both of the mamas, my daughter and my daughter-in-law, they're really weird about vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
right?
A lot of that because going around,
Yeah. And so I'm like, do not ignore the MMR or the polio.
Yeah.
I don't
know if they're even doing polio vaccines anymore. I think it's been eradicated. I mean, I might be wrong. I mean, don't take my advice. I'm not a doctor.
Well, originally the polio vaccine was a shot that actually killed some people. I mean, it was not the way to go. Yeah. And then they ended up with the oral oral polio vaccine.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what everybody got for decades.
Yeah, I remember it well.
You know? And but do we really want anybody to be dying from measles or being horribly crippled by polio?
Yeah, no. We saw this in our family, too. Louisa's grandmother, her right arm was withered from polio. She's passed away now, but I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I knew a lot of people who had who were older than me because the polio vaccine came out I think in the mid 1950s, and
and everybody they just loved that Dr. Salk, thank God.
He won the Nobel Prize, I think. It was a big deal.
Pardon
Sonia, I think he won the Nobel Prize. Sonia, I got to move along. I got a bunch of callers here, but thank you. Thank you for
right,
bringing
darling.
That up. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
You are my go-to guy.
Well, thank you, Sonia. I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. Sid in Stratford, New Jersey. Hey, Sid, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Sid.
Really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Great show today, as always. I always call you in reference to the EVs. Mm-hmm. Electric vehicles.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give a shout out. I'm coming from Amityville, Long Island,
mm-hmm.
Where they had the Amityville horror.
Yeah, right.
So I basically go drive out there every day for work and then come back. I drive to a post office out there.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, when I was coming back, I was heading west on the Long Island Expressway. I saw a bunch of flashing lights coming eastbound. Cops were escorting two buses. And so when I got alongside those buses, I saw they said Europe. So they were bringing in the European Ryder Cup team.
Oh, interesting.
So the Ryder Cup is being played only a few exits past where I go for the to the post office.
Yeah.
So cool. Anyway... just wanted to shout out Go USA.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk to you about the EVs. Now your IONIQ 5 is a 2024, is it not?
I think it's a 23. Yeah, it is a 23.
Okay, so I had a 23, and earlier this year when I was trying to get ahead of Trump with the cutting everything for the tax credits, I got a 25 in February.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it has the back windshield wiper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limited model, so I got all the upgrades and everything.
Yep. They're beautiful
and
cars.
It is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like driving a spaceship.
Yeah.
The IONIQ 5 is, you know, if you're thinking of buying a new car, the Hyundai IONIQ 5 is the coolest car I have ever owned in my whole entire life. And it's the coolest car I've ever driven. There's nothing like it out there. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm sure that, you know, in a couple of years, there's going to be a lot of, you know, imitators and Johnny come latelys and whatnot, but it's a groundbreaking car.
Right, definitely. Yeah, so do you have a limited model?
I've got the top of the line one. I don't know what that, which one that is.
Oh, that's a limited, because I had an SEL.
It's a real nice car. They're so much fun to drive.
Yeah, I hear the music.
And they drive themselves.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah.
You can put it on autopilot and it'll just drive you down the freeway. Sid, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone. We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Chourio.
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The Buzz of the North.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Step right up,
Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of
3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Born in a mansion of winners.
Back 10 minutes before the hour. This is Dean Blundell's newsletter is really worth subscribing to over on Substack, B-L-U-N-D-E-L-L. And the House Oversight Committee dropped a few pages from the Epstein estate files today. The Epstein estate turned over some new paperwork to them yesterday. And he says, and Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and that good-looking SOB Steve Bannon all had access, met with, and traveled with Peter Thiel multiple times. The pedo plot thickens. House Oversight released a new tranche of Epstein documents. They include a 2017 lunch schedule with Peter Thiel, 2019 breakfast schedule with Steve Bannon, 2014 reminder about Elon Musk to Ireland, and a May 12, 2000 passenger manifest listing Prince Andrew. Ho-ho! The plot thickens. Jack in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Grand Beach, Michigan. Hey, Jack, what's up?
Oh, thanks for taking the call, Tom. I got to give a shout-out to the great Biden and Obama DOJ, for that matter, and not to mention your bang-up evidence that are going to all but guarantee our successful victory in the midterms. I appreciate that, Tom. So keep up the great messaging, buddy.
Being Republican, Jack, how do you think that this Epstein information is going to help your party there?
Excuse me? I'm
assuming that you're saying that what I'm saying is going to help the Republicans win in the midterms. I'm wondering how you think that's the case.
Oh, apparently you're not picking up on my sarcasm.
Because, no, I did.
I think it shows.
And I'm calling it out.
Quite frankly, it shows that if they had something back in 2008 until now, I'm sure it would have came out. But the fact that it hasn't, and the fact that you continue.
Oh, I don't think it would have come out, Jack. I think they're covering up for Democrats as much as Republicans. I mean, Epstein was a Democrat at that time. But, Donald Trump was a Democrat at that time.
So what evidence do you have? Factual evidence, not opinion. What evidence do you have?
Well, the testimony of some 20 or 30 women.
No. Some.
Okay, so you're not going to accept testimony. All right, Jack, I'm going to move along then. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. And let me just say this show has been unafraid for 22 years.
Thank you.
So thank you. And so I do applaud Comey's message yesterday, but I'm with Larry from L.A., you know, and saying that Comey, more than anyone, helped give Trump the 2016 election.
Yep.
And in my opinion, he did so because he was fearful of MAGA. So I'm glad he finally found some courage now, though. Yeah. Really eye-opening Hartman report today. I hope you'll be able to bring it up with Ellie Valshi on Sunday. But referring back to your report yesterday, excellent must-read report on the funding showdown. You know, I think the main takeaway for Democrats, Tom, should be we're not going to let you take health care away from 17 million Americans because you wanted to give $3.5 trillion in tax cuts to your billionaire and millionaire friends.
Yep.
And added to that, we want guarantees that the money that was appropriated in the budget is not going to be arbitrarily blocked by Trump, as he's been doing with these unconstitutional rescissions. Senator Van Hollen, he touched on that briefly with Chris Hayes last night. And I hope he's going to get that message amplified and demanded by Schumer and Jeffries. What are your thoughts on that, Tom?
I think they're committed to this. I think that the Democrats are committed to just pounding this as a health care issue alone. My article yesterday, I said they should add Epstein to it. But, you know, once you start getting a laundry list, it loses its impact. So I think it's a powerful message. I agree with you, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, and you also mentioned unmasking ICE.
Yeah.
The thing is about negotiating, the more stuff you add on, you know, you end up compromising anyway. So that's why I don't think it's necessarily bad to add on stuff like you're talking about. But I think the getting guarantees that the money is going to be spent was agreed to, which is the way it is in the Constitution, that Congress appropriates the money, not the president. So
yeah.
I think that's a pretty, integral demand to ask for.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff, excellent stuff. Thanks a lot for the call. Always nice hearing from you. Andrew in Towns End, Delaware. Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for allowing me to do a quick rant on your show today. I love your show.
Thank you.
You know, my biggest fear at this moment is the absence of leadership within the Democrat Party and the failure to do more than strongly worded messages.
Yeah, it's FYI.
Yeah, and thank you. And should they ever win an election that lets them control Congress or even the presidency, I'm afraid of how Democrats might react by continuing to acquiesce to Republicans, trying to play nice with the party that views them as the enemy. And I can hear Chuck Schumer now saying, let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
You know, our country
Hopefully
doesn't
not.
Need to repeat the failure of Biden or Merrick Garland playing nice and downplaying the actual threat to our democracy that allowed Trump to regain the White House.
I agree.
And Tom, I'll never forget an interview where Schumer stated that his plan is simply to wait until everything gets much worse and Trump's numbers go so low that voters will then somehow consider electing Democrats.
I know.
What Schumer said demonstrates his failure as a leader to recognize the imminent threat to our nation and the world because of Trump. Waiting is not a plan. It's simply enabling Trump to fulfill his agenda in Project 2025.
Yep.
So I'm really asking, like Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, it's time for them to step down, and we need strong leadership.
Either step down or step up. Now, both of them are taking a strong position right now on not keeping the government open unless the Republicans stop their war on Americans' health care. So we'll see where that goes. Andrew, thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thanks to you for supporting our program. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, and have an absolutely wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing it up with the goal for the green and gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round, now through October 31st.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers are 4 days away from a government shutdown. Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries today criticizing Republicans, he says, for going on vacation, and President Trump for canceling talks with Democratic leaders to work on sticking points on a stopgap measure that includes health care. The president vowing to furlough federal workers and issue permanent layoffs if a shutdown happens.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
President Trump left D.C. today to attend the Ryder Cup tournament in New York. Earlier, he told reporters the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey has more to do with justice, not revenge. Comey is charged with lying to Congress 5 years ago and obstruction of justice. Tennessee's Republican governor says National Guard troops will deploy to Memphis next week, part of the Trump administration's plans to curb crime. The mayor of Memphis, a Democrat, says crime has fallen in the past 2 years. This is ABC News.
Farm News.